Super Earth Podcast with your hosts, Lito and Mike.
That's me.
That's the Mike. I'm the Lito. Back, episode two. What is going to happen? What happened? You know what?
Dude, so much has happened.
We got to have a daily podcast. You almost have to do a daily podcast. There's so much stuff happens every day.
That's how it feels right now, for sure.
I feel like, how much more can they just throw at us?
I don't know.
If they're going this fast, Mike, what is the future? What's going to the future going to hold? It just keeps.
I don't know. It's hard to imagine. I mean, so we just got the Max today.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
Right?
Have you tried it?
I have not tried it. I'm not level 25.
What? You don't have to be.
You don't have to be.
No, I'm not. And they gave you like a sneak preview of it. So like it's a stratagem.
Okay.
That they give you as an extra stratagem to your regular ones.
Okay. Yeah. So it's like all day.
Yeah.
Everybody gets to use it.
Correct. Yeah. You'll play it.
They did that with a couple other ones.
Yeah. So much has happened. The balance patch came out. People are complaining that they nerfed the breaker too hard. That they nerfed the shield. I guess if you get used to beating up on a game with certain tools at a certain level, and then those get nerfed, I can understand, like, being upset about being forced to play differently. But at the same time, from a development standpoint, I feel like they're trying to create the best overall end goal. And if people using two weapons all the time is what's always going to work, then that's not good game play.
No.
You know what I mean? So
you heard me in real time experiencing the breaker buff. How did I take it?
You mean the nerf?
The nerf, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we were both using it at the same time. And you were mentioning that it had been nerfed, and I didn't even notice at first. But you kept using it. You tried going to another weapon, but you went back to the breaker.
Yeah, I tried. I was like, well, maybe I'll just go back to the assault rifle, the first
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't have enough stopping power. And then so I tried. Oh, I tried the Punisher, because I'm like, oh, wow, so they gave it more.
The other shotgun?
Yeah, the first shotgun. And it was just way too slow, like way too slow.
Yeah.
Maybe plenty of stopping power, but just like if it's just a hair faster, it'd be pretty dominating.
And then
I went to the assault rifle and it's just not enough stopping power. And if they gave that weapon maybe just like a bigger clip.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that'll be a little better.
So what I read was that the way they want us to think about primary weapons is that it's basically just ammunition that you always start with and not necessarily how you succeed. Does that make sense? Like, it should be somewhat useful, but you should get overwhelmed if that's all you're using.
Yeah, definitely. So you got to keep switching.
Yeah, and that kind of makes sense. But some of these weapons, like I was trying that counter sniper weapon that I got from the free war bond, and I thought that was terrible. So the nerf, it affected both of us. You know that I've been using the breaker since I unlocked it.
You're right. Yeah.
Early on.
And I just unlocked it, so I just got it, and then they changed it on me.
Right.
But I was in heaven. I'm like, oh, this is what everyone's talking about. This is mm-hmm. awesome.
Mm-hmm.
This is a machine gun shotgun. This is great.
Yeah, that's like when I played Destiny 2 all the mm-hmm. time. Or no, I'm sorry, Destiny 1. And they were, everybody was talking about the Gjallarhorn. It was this rocket launcher. And I finally got it like a year after it came out. And they nerfed it like a week later.
So
I know the feeling.
So let's so I don't screw up again. A nerf is when they decrease something, right?
Attributes. Yeah, they make it harder to use or take away rounds or nerf the damage.
And then a buff is make it better? Or is
attempt, buff anything? Yeah, an attempt to make it better. Yeah, increased magazine, increased stability, or
okay,
fall off damage. You know, there's all sorts of things. Oh, the flamethrower.
The flamethrower got
huge buff.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, yeah, we need to try that out.
Yeah, so we were saying they probably, you know, spent a lot of hard work trying to make that flame look cool, so they be want.
Yeah, that, yeah. Yeah, I remember you saying that. That was good.
Yeah. Talking about all this other stuff that's coming out, how you mentioned the Max, that was announced by, I didn't even know. Okay, I didn't even know this was a thing. You said it in our intro podcast, if you listen to Joel, and that just went right over my head.
Okay. Right?
But then Joel makes this announcement that, you know, everyone's got to go to this planet if you want your mechs and everything. And I'm like, this, what? Like, what level? I didn't even know about this level of gameplay that we were even involved with.
I didn't either. Yeah. I didn't either, dude. When I saw that, you know, the first thing I did was message you about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And we were both just like, how cool is that?
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's incredibly inventive to create a scenario where the entire community has to come together in order to unlock something we all want.
We all want.
That's so awesome.
But here's the thing. It's like, we're only a month in. Don't you think they should have waited like a little bit to be like, they're giving us this huge weapon.
New thing.
Yeah, new thing. And I'm like, well, there's got to be some other stuff down the pipe that's going to probably make this game evolve even more.
I think so. I mean, there's rumors. So in my fondest memory of the first game was joining up with some randoms, which I didn't do often enough. And they called in this big APC, and we were just running bugs over the whole time. I had never experienced the game that easy before.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so there's talk of the APCs coming back and other vehicles, melee weapons, possibly.
Yes.
A lot of people are asking for melee weapons, which I think would be awesome.
Yeah, because how many melees are you up to now?
Like 13.
And how many regular kills do you think?
Like 14,000, yeah. Maybe more. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little one side. Yeah. Melees. Yeah. I think I had one yesterday, and I was like, whoa, I just melee killed that little cockroach bug. That was crazy. Because mm-hmm. I ran out of bullets. I couldn't reload because the thing was on me, and I was like, I couldn't reload.
Right.
But talking about the devs doing the right things, they, you know, we were talking earlier that people were upset, and they're one of the devs, you know, threw a little bit of
sarcasm
back at everybody. And then some higher devs were like, no, we don't do that.
Right. And thank goodness for that.
Right.
Like, I get it would be really tough to be a community manager, but you also have to remember that that's your job.
Right.
Like, you're there for a reason. And the opposite of that reason is to antagonize the community.
Don't Ryan Johnson it, please. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, we don't need that.
There's no, yeah. I mean, so I'm glad they said something.
Yeah. And the guy apologized. So that was pretty cool.
Everybody learns lessons in life. Not everybody has to lose their job over it all the time.
Right. So, once again, they take action right away.
Yeah,
these guys are playing at a higher level than a lot of people, and I've never been in a scenario where I even cared who the developers were or what they said and everything. But like, I find myself tuned in. It's interesting. Like, it's a whole different experience for me in this game than I think I've ever encountered. Which is, it's just different. Which just makes me feel part of it.
Totally.
It makes me feel part of the game, part of the what they're trying to achieve. You know, everybody on the same side.
Absolutely.
You know, and even them included, like, you know, on their side.
Well, except for the game master.
Well, we're all against him. He's the one kind of like pulling the strings, I guess. And
yeah.
That's cool. Like a dungeon master, you got to have someone, you know, changing it up or else it's going to get boring, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and just the fact that there is a dungeon master, period. Like,
right.
How unbelievably cool is that? The fact that they are actively engaging in the game with us, responding to what we do, and coming up with scenarios and enemy situations, you know, as we play the game. Every game that I've ever loved, as much as I've loved them, they're still, like, in boxes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the story, the content, even if they continue to make more content, it's still content in a box. As right. great as it is, this is content outside the box. You know?
Right. This is amazing. Let me ask you this. Do you think Joel is a real person or, like, an AI kind of...
Whoa.
You know?
Yeah, that would be weird. But I think it's a real person. But
you think it's real?
I think so.
Okay.
But that's an interesting...
You don't think he's, like, a computer-simulated, you know, entity...
That would be hilarious, yeah. actually, if that were the case.
You know, i.e., like a war games type of scenario. You know,
that's very interesting.
The movie, you know, the movie War Games. He was playing some sort of computer or something, or Skynet, something like that. My question: to anyone out there listening, if anyone's
that's gonna, true,
you know,
yeah, because I don't think either of us really know. You know, I'm not really on Twitter or X very, very much, so. I don't know if there are pictures of Joel, if, you know, I don't know.
Started out as a chess. If you watch the original Terminator series, they go into Skynet, and it was started out as a chess program. So
no kidding.
So.
Wow.
I don't know. Just food for thought, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
Who is Joel? That's my question.
Yeah.
And if you're listening on Spotify, answer those questions, and we'll read off some of the answers on.
Oh yeah, yeah, and send us your ship name.
Yes,
if you send us your ship name, we will honor you at the end of one of our episodes.
Yeah, if you want, yeah.
At the end of every episode, if we get enough.
Exactly. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got to go through ship names one of these days because I'll go first. You know, I'll let you know mine. Uh-huh. Harbinger of Truth.
Harbinger of Truth. Okay. I'm trying to remember what mine is. I can't remember mine right now.
I knew we were close. I remember.
We were at first, yeah. And then I changed. Oh, mine is Hammer of Freedom.
There it is.
Hammer of Liberty, I think, is what it is.
Nice. And I'm sure we missed everything, a lot of stuff, but guess what? We've got to have another episode. And another one after that. Yeah. So,
and don't be afraid to reach out to us.
Right. Right.
At the email supereartthpod@gmail.com. You know, we are open to constructive criticism.
Absolutely. 100%.
And ideas. So don't be afraid.
So, okay. So we're going to sign off. We're going to head back in. We're going to dive, right? Going to hell dive?
We are. We are going to hell dive.
We'll see you guys soon. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for liking, sharing, and all that good stuff. We'll be seeing you soon.
We will.
Have a good one.
Peace.